Well, I'm going to change gears just a little bit here. We've been talking about happiness and how to be happy and be in the will of God. And I'm going to sort of take it to the next step here in February and talk about, and they go hand in hand. I've never seen like so much stuff that's happening to Christian people. You know what I'm saying? It seems like every time I turn around, even in our size church we have here, it seems like every family is having to deal with something. Somebody's sick. Somebody in the hospital. Surgery coming up. This coming up. And it seems to me like, you know, it's really hit pretty hard here in 2015. But let me tell you what I want to concentrate on. I understand all that. Believe me, if we live in the world long enough, we're going to have issues. Excuse me. And it looks as if sometimes these issues seem to come all at one time. Now, but here's the real neat thing. Out of all of the issues that our church and all of the other churches are dealing with, I've never seen as many miracles of late. Because let me tell you this, when the saint comes at you, when you stand before God, when it's all said and done, God's going to raise you right back up.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand of applause. That's why I say all the time, to people who run from God for whatever reason, understand something. Don't run from God. Run to God. No matter what you're dealing with, no matter what's going on. Calvin and I had this wonderful conversation yesterday about the Lord. He said, Roger, I don't remember a lot of it, but he said, I remember I just kept having to chew on this thing in my mouth. I couldn't talk. I couldn't cough it up. He said, I heard one time there was a woman in our church that pulled it out. And, and he said, Roger, if I could have got to it, I would have pulled it out. They wouldn't let me get to it. But he said, let me tell you this. He said, even getting on the other side of it, he said, as scared as I was, and he said, I was scared. I knew somewhere along the line that this was not my final hour. I said, well, let me tell you something, Calvin. Here's the real testimony that you've got from now on. Not everybody can stay on a machine like that for days after days after days after days like you did and live to tell about it. That's because God's got a reason for everything we go through. And everything that we're doing, there's a reason behind it. And I promise you, Michael, the same thing is for you. You're going to be able to use this the rest of your life to tell people about what happened to you when you were 15 years of age and how now you're here today in church standing for the Lord. That's what it's all about. No matter what we go through, when he gets us on the other side of it, let's give him the glory for it because it was him that got us there to begin with. He knows what we're going through. He knows the reason why we're going through it, even when I don't know the reason for it. This is why I still say today, you know, this is why I'm still allowed to stand and do what I'm doing. It's because of the grace of God. I've been through enough to sink a battleship. But the battleship's still going. It's not because of anything within this battleship. It's because of what guides this battleship, what pushes this battleship. It's the engine behind the battleship, and that is the love and the amazing grace of Jesus. Give the Lord a hand of applause. So keeping that in mind, let's go to talk about what kind of protection does God's people really have under his grace? I need his protection every day. Every day a saint tries to come at me for all kinds of situations. And yet, understand, what is it? We know that all things, good, bad, different, whatever it may be, everything in your life, all things work together for good. I don't know how come it can be good at the moment, but if I got enough faith, good's going to come out of it. You understand what I'm saying? Say amen.
Amen.
to them that love God. Now everybody's in this category. I guarantee you, and I say this with all confidence, if I wasn't doing what God called me to do, I'd have been dead. I got no doubt about that. I got no qualms about that. Now I'm not saying I'd be lost. I would maybe be in heaven, but I'm alive today because God's got a reason and a purpose for me. He's got a reason and a purpose for you. He's got a reason and a purpose for everybody that comes through everything that they come through and comes through on the other side of it. My Lord, Bill and Melon back here. I mean, look at them. I mean, look at what all they've been through. They don't miss church. Middle of the wintertime. They don't miss church. You know why? It's because God brought them through hell and put them back on the face of this earth to be a witness to them. Give them a hand. According to his purpose. Called every one of you. Everybody here is called. From the littlest to the biggest to the skinniest to the muscular. Everybody. Everybody's called. Everybody's called. Lord said, wasn't that funny? All right. Here we go. Brother Larry. Let's look at this. Y'all know me. I love songs. I don't know if we're going to get through all 16 verses of this, but, oh, this is fast. He, anyone, that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I love this phrase. Let me tell you what it means. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. You know where the secret place is? In the New Testament, we would call it prayer. We'd also call it church. If you enter these two words, he that dwelleth in the secret place, he that dwelleth, he that comes to church, he that gets in the closet, gets on their knees, gets in the quiet place, and calls upon God, wherever that prayer time may be, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You're talking about protection. I want to be under the shadow of the Almighty. Let me tell you why I want to be there. Because Satan can't get to me from there.
Amen.
It's like the sun, if you've ever been. The hottest days that I can remember where I was at, and it was a beautiful place, and Monica and I have been all over this country. But a few years back to, and Stephanie and, oh, there's Monica. And Matthew each year takes that thing. When they both graduated from college, one with a master's and the other one with their BA degree, I said, well, I'll take them wherever you want to go, and they want to go out west. So I don't mind telling you all this, so we went to Vegas so they could see what it was like. But we took an airplane flight from Vegas and spent a couple days over in the Grand Canyon. Now, this plane wasn't a jet. Let me just tell you that right now. This was a prop plane. Prop. It takes a lot to get this prop off the ground. Now, they spread us all around and they put Steph and I in the very back. That's because we had to push. Right? You can't make this kind of stuff up. I said, oh, honey, have a little faith. Have a little faith. All at the same time, I was praying. Give me faith. Give me faith. Sure enough, that plane got up off the ground. We flew. It took about 35, 40 minutes to get to the Grand Canyon. Now, when we get there, this is they advertise this as a real nice, wonderful little boat ride on the Colorado River, in the Grand Canyon. That's neat. Had all this nice scenery and stuff. Now, when we got there, we had to take a helicopter ride down to the Colorado River. Now, that wasn't too bad a ride. That really wasn't. That was a pretty smooth ride. Now, you get there. Now, here's what you got to do. Now, this is in the middle of the desert. You're not up top of the mountain, even though it's mountainous area, you're going down in the valley. If it was 110 that day, it was 112. We had to go down this path to get to the... Going down was not bad for a muscular guy. Going down was not bad. I got down there fine. It was a pontoon boat. Wasn't no yacht. It was a pontoon boat. And it, but it was, you know, it was okay. It was all right. We got the little ride about 45 minutes from the Colorado River and came back. Now, I got to get back up to the top. We all got to get back up to the top. Now, let me tell you something that this part of the country is known for. Snakes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they hide. They're in the bushes. We're in all kinds of bushes trying to get back up there. Again, 112, I want to get this picture. Stephanie's going up front, and she's, you know... Monica and Matthew, you know, everybody's breathing pretty hard. Now the old man's got to get up there. I mean, I'm telling the truth. No, I'm not making this up. I know y'all think sometimes, oh, he's just trying to be funny. No, this is not funny to begin with. My heart, they don't tell me how bad my heart was beating. I got an injured foot, and my foot at that time wasn't near as well as it is now, okay? And I get about three-fourths of the way up there. Don't think I can take another step. Of course, my three family, they're all up there at the top. You know, Dad, get there one day. About that time, this man come by me. He said, "Did you see that snake over there?" Oh, did I get to the top? I got up the top, I'm just walking around. Hey, man! Stephanie said, "What's wrong with you? What are you doing? We thought you were dead." I said, No. Yeah. No, not me, baby. I can handle things. But then down, Stephanie said, "Yeah, you saw the snake, didn't you?" I said, "Well, why didn't you tell me?" She said, "Well, if you had a heart attack down there, I was going to have to drag you all the way back up there." But when I got up there, they've got this pavilion. Well, this is after you come up from the Colorado River. And guess what? It's shade. Now, you're talking about the difference between 112 and the sun, and you get in the shade. I thought I was in air conditioning. I sat there for I don't know how long it was I sat there until I could get my heart slowed back down. But it's something about it, folks. Just being able to get out from underneath that hot, hot sun. Well, that's the same picture. See, Satan loves to throw a lot of heat your way. You know that, don't you? He loves to throw a lot of heat at your family. Heat in your marriage relations. Heat in your finances. Heat in your health. Heat anything he can. He wants to try to make it really uncomfortable for you. Because, you know, you're serving God. You don't want you serving God. He wants you angry. He wants you mad. He wants you depressed. Here's what you got to find out. Let me get into the shade. Let me tell you how you get into the shade, into the shadow. This is puts it. If you call upon God, and I don't care, you can be in the middle of a desert. If you call upon God, you can be in the middle of a desert, in whatever situation you're in. And I promise you, God will lead you to the shadow, lead you to the water, and give you protection like you've never had it before when you call upon Him. Amen. Give a Lord a hand of applause. I mean, I had a lot of faith that snake wasn't going to get to me. I had all kinds of faith in the Word. But I would have stayed out there with Him. I say to the Lord, He is what? My refuge. And my what? Fortress. My God. In Him will I trust. Here's the testimony. I will. This is personal. I will say of the Lord, He is what? My refuge. My protector. My fortress. No matter what I go through, no matter what surgery I have gone through, Mark, I say, Lord, just be with me. Give everything around me. He has never let me down yet.
Amen.
Don't worry about that part. All right, do the Lord a hand of applause. Well, look at this. Surely, I got enough faith. Surely, he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. Whatever that may be. I quoted this scripture while I was down there. He shall deliver thee from the snare of the snake and from the nuisance, pestilence. Well, you pronounce it whatever way you want to in your part of the country. Nuisance, noisome, pestilence is the word I want. Yes, you know, Satan, he's a pestilence. You know what that is? That's aggravation. It means he can't take your life and he can make it miserable. You understand that? He can make your life miserable. It can be like a sore. You know, if you've got a sore somewhere, the rest of your body can be well. But what are you going to concentrate on? What's sore? Be your nose? Be your mouth? Be your foot? Be your leg? It can be anywhere. If you've got a sore, that's where you're going to get attention. Is that not right? That's why he wants it. That way you give him attention instead of God. He wants to get your mind off everything that's good and concentrate on one thing that's bad. So you have to understand, no matter what that is, when something is hurting or something sore, you need to fix it. Whatever that may be. You go to the doctor, you get the medicine, whatever it may be. You take the medicine, you do whatever. If it hurts, then go to the one who can fix it. I was visiting somebody here about a couple months ago. Been sick for 2 or 3 weeks. Just been fighting. I said, well, why don't you go to the doctor, go somewhere, get some medicine? Oh, last time I said that doctor, I had to wait for 2 hours. Okay, 2 hours for 3 weeks. I'm not the smartest man on the planet, but it's, you know, I said, okay. Well, there's a lot of other people sick. 2 hours, 2 or 3 weeks. I believe I'd rather wait for 2 hours and go to the one who can do something for me than to sit here for 3 weeks and be in misery. Well, it's the same way with sin. Same way, we won't go to the Lord and ask for forgiveness. We're going to try to work it out ourselves. You can't work that out yourself. Amen. There's no way to work that out yourself. Quit trying. You cannot handle Satan on your own. Quit trying. And if you're watching me by the internet, quit trying. It don't work. You can't do it. You don't have the power. The only way you're going to defeat Satan is to do it through the love of God, the amazing grace of Jesus. That's how you're going to do it. And until you learn that, you're going to be miserable. Miserable. Because you seems to be not smart enough to understand that. And it don't take a real brain to figure this out. It really doesn't. I don't care what education you've got. I don't care if you've got a third grade education or you've got a doctor's degree. Everybody needs the grace of God in their life, period. Amen. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Amen. All right, Brother Larry, I'm going to look at a couple more here. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Shield and buckler just means protection. Now, this feathers and wings and all that kind of thing. Now, since I take an aspirin every day, my blood's a little thinner. I don't take blood thinner, but my father-in-law does, mom does, a lot of people in this church take blood thinner. And everybody tells me the one thing, besides you don't want to cut yourself, but you freeze. You're cold all the time. And when I get cold, I want cover. Does that make sense so far? I didn't say anything over your head, did I? I mean, if you get cold, you get a cover. If you're going to go out in the cold, you wear a coat. Right so far? Makes sense, doesn't it? Again, you know, this is not anything real heavyweight mentally. If you're cold, you get cover. Well, here's what this is simply saying. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. If it's cold, and you're dealing with Satan, and he represents the cold, then get you some cover. And who's the cover? God Almighty, Jesus his Son, the Holy Spirit. Cover yourself up. with God's amazing grace and love. And you'll find out real quick how warm you can get, even in the midst of how cold it can be. Because everybody's going to deal with it. If we, all of us go outside, it's cold out there. I mean, it's, you know, it's February. It's winter here in Kentucky. You go out there, it's cold. Now, if somebody goes out there in a bathing suit, now I know I got to be real silly, but believe me, sometimes you got to be silly to get a point across. Somebody go out there in a bathing suit, and somebody go out there fully clothed with a coat. Now, who's going to be cold? Well, sure. I mean, that doesn't, you know, that's right. But you'd be surprised, as silly as that may sound, you'd be surprised at the people that continue to go out here in the world in a bathing suit instead of having the protection of God in glory. And I don't understand that. I don't understand why people can't wake up and understand when the promise is given to you right here. He shall cover you up. He shall protect you. He will keep you warm. He will do everything that he can if you would just come to him and let him cover you up. You have no business being cold when you can be under God's warmth. If that makes sense to you, give the Lord a hand of applause. Next week, we're going to talk about this terror by night. You'd be surprised at people that would kill for a good night's sleep. You know that? It's amazing, folks, that the people who run off an hour, 2, 3 hours sleep a night, for whatever reason. Most people can't sleep. It's because they won't rest. They won't let their mind rest. We're going to talk about how to get that rest. All right. Believe me, understand. God, through his Son Jesus and his Holy Spirit, is the greatest protection you've got anywhere. Never, ever forget. And everybody said, amen. Understand with me. Michael begins to play as every head is bowed and every eye is closed. Father, in the most precious and holy name of Jesus, what a privilege to truly be in God's house today. Father, we've heard your word. Father, may it go out to open hearts and open minds. To those who could be watching by internet today, Father, open up their heart and open up their mind to understand God truly wants to protect us. He wants to love us. But we have to let him in. We have to be the one to receive it. We have to say, Lord, help me. And if you're here today and you're lost or watching by internet and you're lost, which simply means you do not have a personal relationship with God, he wants that. He's offered that to you. But I'm here to tell you, folks, I truly believe that one of these days we're getting close to the coming of the Lord. One of these days the last invitation is going to be given across this planet. Jesus is coming. Right now you have that opportunity. You have that opportunity. Give your life to Jesus, and all you've got to say is, Jesus, I love you. I need your love. I need your protection. I need your forgiveness. Will you forgive me, Father, of all of my sins? I want to accept you as Lord and Savior. If you will do that and mean that, your life will be changed for not only this lifetime, but for eternity. The choice is yours. Will you come? Father, bless these moments. We give you the praise for it. In Jesus' name, as every head is bowed and every eye is closed, would you come in the name of Jesus?